Our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat focuses on the difficulty that the state auditor is having getting information from the health department. Reporter Stuart Yurton joins us this morning. Hi, Stuart.
Hello, Catherine.
So this this story really caught my eye because I know the auditor, Les Kondo, did two prior audits on the infectious disease division there at DOH. So I was really kind of curious as to how he was looking at, you know, what was coming down. So talk about this report that he issued.
Right. Well, the report is fairly incomplete, mainly because the department didn't really provide a lot of information in response to what the auditor wanted. The auditor, excuse me.
And this was a request by lawmakers, right, to find out what was going on?
Well, this was self-initiated by the auditor, but then the Senate came back and asked for more information as well.
Okay, and they didn't get it, right?
Well, that's right. Nobody got it.
And so what did Les Kondo have to say as to, you know, what were the roadblocks? What was going on there?
Well, basically, they just weren't allowed to talk to people. The key people, such as the state epidemiologist Sarah Park, was unavailable. And the Department of Health director didn't provide answers to questions that the auditor wanted.
He did get a chance to talk to Bruce Anderson, the health director, right?
It sounds like a lot of the information and a lot of the questions that the auditor wanted, just answers to, just they weren't able to get. So that's really the key takeaway from this.
And as far as you know, what happens now? I mean, so he's issued this report. You know, there's more pressure, I think, on the DOH to produce something. You know, what do they have to say?
Well, initially, they didn't have anything to say. As of yesterday, they didn't really have time to read the report and didn't have a response. What we can say is this. The House Speaker, Scott Sike, has asked for information. That was on August 6th. We're still waiting. The expectation is something will be coming from the Department of Health soon. We just don't know when. And there's also a U.S. Congresswoman from California who's been asking for information as well. So that response is supposed to be happening on the 28th, which would be tomorrow. We're not sure if that's going to come before Speaker Psyche's request or not. So and that's where we are. We're just waiting for information.
And I know, you know, watching the Senate COVID committee hearings, I know there are repeated requests to get numbers out of Sarah Park, and she didn't have them at the time. And I had circled back with Chair Donovan Dela Cruz, and he'd said, you know, at the time that they didn't get those yet.
Right. We're still waiting for a lot of numbers. They've been providing numbers on new hires. They are seeming to be ramping up the contact tracing capacity. But there are a lot of numbers that we really want to find out, and in the media we want to find out, and lawmakers want to find out, such as how long it really takes to close a case. How long does it take to track everybody down? There are other questions that are out there, too, such as what happens if somebody doesn't comply with a stay-at-home order when they've had contact with someone? There are just so many questions that we just don't have answers to. And the politicians have asked, lawmakers have asked, and the information's just not there. Now the auditor has stepped in and can't get the information either.
Well, yeah, he's got like this report is like 26 pages long. I found it really enlightening, you know, to basically understand, you know, what were the priorities that the health officials set up as far as the contract tracing program, because it seemed a bit of a mystery why they were, you know, pushing away offers of help when they had that, you know, over many months.
Right. That still is unanswered. As you recall, back in early May, People were going to the Department of Health, offering help, offering additional contact tracers. Of course, at that time, we had almost no cases. So the question was, do we hire a lot of people and build something that's not needed at the time? Or do we wait until there's a surge? So the state health department decided on the latter, and it didn't seem to work.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see then what kind of response we get from the Department of Health, whether they'll be forthcoming with all this information that not only lawmakers want, but the auditor wants, and the media, too.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. To read the full story and the auditor's report, head to civilbeat.org.